This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the WGN Radio Allstate Skyline Studios, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me live in studio to break down the top five search trends on Google this week.
Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All right. So before we get into it, I get to meet you face to face for the first time. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty mind blowing. You don't look exactly like what I imagine, but it's crazy to hear your voice with an actual human attached to it. So I'm stoked.
Is it the glasses?
No, I thought you had glasses. It's just so weird. You talk to somebody every single week on a Friday, and you hear their voice constantly. So who knows, you know, what the image was in my head? Did I look like you expected me to?
I thought you would be tanner. I'll be
really?
Honest.
Well, it's winter. You can't fault me on that. It's winter time. All right, I get tan in the summer. Okay, you should see me.
Well, I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to need lots of pictures.
Right. I'll send you some selfies next time.
Oh, but for this week, let me know, what do we get for number five?
We've got St. Patrick's Day. It's coming up on Sunday. And obviously in Chicago, there's a lot of excitement around that. I know you guys dye the river green. Actually, 5 years ago, I was in St. Patrick's Day or in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. And it was the best weekend of my life, definitively. I'm going to go on record and say that. So I wish I was sticking around this weekend. But you guys were actually number two in terms of Illinois of search interest for St. Patrick's Day in the United States, which I found a little bit interesting, but there's a lot of trends when it comes to figuring out different things about St. Patrick's Day. You got to figure out what food you want to eat. We got the corned beef and cabbage is number one, but yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend, I'm sure, in Chicago.
Are you going to have any corned beef?
I have never had corned beef, and I'm not even sure what it is. Is it corn in a beef?
Oh my.
What's happening? How do you corn stuff?
It's just the way that it's called. It doesn't actually have any corn in it. But it's really cute. My nephew said the same thing. He's like, how do you get corn in there? And it's like, no, there's no corn.
I feel duped then. All right, well, I don't know. Are you going to eat corned beef? Is that a big thing?
It's a big thing in my family, sure. Surprisingly. My aunt loves to cook corned beef, and she really throws down. She'll make the little St. Patty's Day cookies,
sure.
Shamrock cookies and all that. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right, maybe I'll have some corned beef then. I'll see what the fuss is all about.
What we get for number four?
Man, we've got the J-Lo's in new bling, I guess, is actually the term that people were searching for. But Jennifer Lopez just got engaged to Alex Rodriguez. And have you seen the frickin' rock that she's sporting on her left hand now? So it's an estimated 15 carat. And people are saying it's anywhere from $1 to $5 million ring. I mean, it's pretty absurd. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Wasn't she married before?
Yeah, dude, yeah. She has been married 3 times in the past. And when I read that, I don't know if you're a Friends fan or not, but Ross has also been married and divorced 3 times. And he keeps having that thing in his head where he's like, 3 divorces, 3 divorces. And that's all I could think about when I was reading about this story. I'm like, J-Lo, 3 divorces. And now she's engaged to Alex Rodriguez. And she was engaged to Ben Affleck before. So she's been married 3 times and engaged once. They were called Benifer, apparently. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I is that a red flag for Alex? I think so.
I don't think it's a red flag. I just hope she's going to be happy. But you saying Benifer, that put me way back. I forgot all about Benifer.
Yeah. I loved them. I thought they were great. They were fun to watch. I love Ben Affleck. Yeah, Benifer, man. That's a throwback. That was like early 2000s. 2000 to 2002 is when they dated.
You remember that movie they did together? What was it called? Gigili? It was horrible.
Is that how it's pronounced?
I can't remember.
I do remember the movie that they did, and it was atrocious. I don't know. I mean,
that's why they broke up.
Right. He was just like, nah, I can't deal with this. Oh, man. Oh, God, it's a big rock. It's almost like, Alex, you're setting such a bad example for all the other dudes. Like, can you imagine throwing $5 million down on a ring? Like, that just terrifies me.
No, not on a ring. Maybe a car.
Yeah, or like a yacht.
Ooh.
You could buy, like, seriously, she's wearing a yacht on her hand. I mean, would you rather have a yacht or a thing on your hand?
Come on. If you think about it, if it's $5 million, then maybe that's her ring money. Maybe her yacht money is $20
million. Right. Honestly, you probably couldn't buy that good of a yacht for $5 million anyways.
It could be like a really dingy yacht.
Yeah, right. All right, whatever.
What we get for number three?
Yeah, we've got that college application scandal. And this is hilarious because it's Aunt Becky. It's poor little Aunt Becky, and she's been involved in this scheme. I mean, she's been leading the scheme. So if anybody's not aware, you probably are because you've been following the headlines. But there has been the biggest college application scam in history has been uncovered by the FBI, and all these people have been indicted. 50 people, including Lori Loughlin, who is Aunt Becky, and Felicity Huffman, who I guess I kind of missed the boat on Felicity Huffman. She was in Desperate Housewives. She's actually nominated for an Oscar back in 2006. I missed that. Whatever. So basically, these famous rich people have been paying this guy Singer. His last name is Singer. And they've been paying him huge sums of money to get them into prestigious universities, get their children into prestigious universities, even to the point where he was talking to coaches, and he was photoshopping these kids' faces on photos of athletes, like pole jumpers and water polo players, to then show people that they were athletes when they were not, and then they would get them into these schools on athletic scholarships or cheat the SATs or the ACTs. And, you know, Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky was paying like $500,000 to get her daughter into USC. Like, do you really care that much to get your daughter into SC? First off, USC is not even that sick. She should be going to Oregon anyways. But I don't know. It's kind of sad. Like, who cares that much?
Well, apparently they do, because the kids sure didn't. And I think that's the saddest part, is that none of the kids really gave a crap about any of this. And their parents put not only their lives and their money and their reputation on the line, and their kids are out there smoking blunt saying, it's no big deal.
Man, so true. I guess the kids, a lot of them didn't even know about it. And Lori Loughlin's daughter is like a YouTube star, and they like uncovered this video of her, and she was like, yeah, I'm really excited to like go to the game days and go to the parties, but like, I don't really care about school, as you guys know. And it's like, yeah, you don't care about school because you probably had terrible grades and your mom's just making it rain to get you into the college. So I don't know. I guess a lot of the kids didn't even know, though. Their parents were just like behind their backs. It's also like, why do the parents care so much about telling their other parent friends, like, oh, my daughter's going to Yale? Like, who cares?
Well, actually, if you think about it, if they paid to get in, were they going to pay for the grades too?
Right.
Right.
Once they get in, I know. It's like you got to actually be a student once you get in. I know. I don't know. You're right. What was the next step in that thing? Like, your kid's a bad student in high school. It's not like they're just going to turn it around once they're at Yale.
Exactly. So yeah, like, I don't know what that long-term plan was.
Oh, man. And like, some people are now, like, a lot of the students are, like, suing the colleges that they didn't get into, because they're like, dude, we didn't get into this college because you gave it to somebody that bribed you. I don't know. It goes deep.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how this turns out.
Yep.
What we get for number two?
We've got Pi Day, and that was yesterday, and it lands on March 14th because it's 3.14 is the first three digits of pi, and yesterday was the 14th. So it's exciting. Everybody gets really excited about pi. I actually had to, like, I mean, I know what pi is. It's the symbol with the thing, and you do it when you're trying to figure out stuff with circles, but I didn't even really know, so I had to look it up. So if anybody's in the same boat as me, pi is the ratio of the circle's circumference to its diameter. It's a constant number, meaning that for all the circles of any size, pi will be the same. But it's also like an infinite number. And apparently a Googler, so shout out to Google, just set a new record for calculating the value of pi to the 31st trillion digits. Because they calculated the first 31 trillion digits. So, dude, guy's got some time on his hand, I guess. I don't know. He probably wrote some sort of machine learning algorithm or something.
That's what I was thinking. Was it by hand? Because then I'd be really impressed.
guys just writing out digits pi for the last, 30 billion years. Yeah, I don't know. But there've been people like eat a bunch of pi on the day, which I think is fun. Listen to this. The top searched pi this past week in the United States, shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie?
That's pretty odd. Chicken pot pie number two. Mm-hmm. And then your friend, the classic apple pie, comes in at number three. And if we're talking in terms of the state, the unique pie searched in Illinois was French silk pie. Don't even know what that is.
Neither do I, and I'm from Illinois.
Right. But if that's the most uniquely searched pie, meaning that pie was searched more in that state than any other state. So it's not the most popular pie, but it was the most uniquely searched pie.
Ah, okay. Now I get it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking forward to any pie today, though. What about you?
You know, I am rarely a pie guy, but on the pie holidays, not necessarily pie day, but I mean, the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, big into pies for sure. I mean, a pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving, what's up? Yeah, no doubt.
Just not on Pi Day.
Just not on Pi Day. I mean, I don't know. I just don't really, buy into these like just made up holidays, whatever.
Well, this was made by the math company so that we have to buy more math books.
Wow, you're so right. I mean, this is probably math's biggest day. Like, you got to be kidding me. No other day is math really celebrated but like this. So, yeah, shout out to math.
What we get for number one?
We've got the Boeing 737 MAX 8. So a bit of a sad number one trend. This a lot of search interest into this because there was an Ethiopian Airlines plane crash this past week and everybody died on board. And this is also on the heels of an Indonesian air flight or a Ryanair flight in Indonesia this past October. And it was the exact same type of plane from Boeing. And so everybody's like, okay, what the heck's going on? Like, two of these planes have now crashed in the past 6 months. And basically for allegedly some of the same reasons, they're still uncovering a lot about this because it's very recent and they just got the black box and the FAA is still investigating. But it sounds like both planes crashed due to somewhat of the same reason. And that was because there is an autopilot function that the pilots didn't really understand how to override. And so the nose was tipped up quite a bit. I don't know the exact details. I'm not a pilot myself. But yeah, it's tragic. And they've grounded, the FAA now has announced that they're grounding all of those airlines right now until further notice, until they can figure it out, because these planes can't be crashing. It's terrible.
Nobody knows why they're crashing. They're just falling out of the sky.
Well, allegedly it is due to the same reasons potentially with those two that have crashed. And it was some sort of an issue with the autopilot just malfunctioning, I guess, and then the pilots themselves fighting against the autopilot to do it manually, but then that was causing the issues there.
That's nuts. I'm glad they grounded them.
Right, you got to ground them. It's outrageous, and they got to figure it out because it's terrifying. And I guess the pilot for this past airline crash, I mean, he was awesome. He had 8,000 hours as a pilot. Really well regarded, and nobody was saying that there could be any possibility of him actually having an error. Like, he was one of the best in the fleet, so it's got to be some sort of an issue. There's never plane crashes, and then two with the exact same plane from Boeing over the past 6 months. Like, it's got to be on them.
Yeah, absolutely. For this week, what did we get for our most watched YouTube video?
Man, I am stoked on this. It is Disney Aladdin's official trailer, and it's going to be in theaters on May 24th. And you know, this got a little bit of a buzz a couple months ago when they teased it out and everybody was like, Will Smith looks so dumb as the genie. I can't believe it. This sucks. And it was like, no, this is going to be awesome. I love Aladdin. I love the songs. I mean, A Whole New World, my go-to karaoke song. And Will Smith looks great as the genie. And I just watched it just now. I normally am not a big fan of like the remakes of these classic movies, but I think that this is going to hit the nail on the head, and I'm marking my calendar down, May 24th. What's up?
Saw it. I'm not sure. I'm hesitant. I'm hesitant.
Wow.
But it's because Aladdin's my favorite movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It has all the best music. So this is some pretty big shoes to fill for Will Smith. I wish him the best, but I'm not hoping, you know, I don't see the best.
And you think it's going to potentially like ruin the original for you? You think they're not going to be able to like do it justice? You don't think Will Smith isn't going to be that?
There
do
you
it
go.
Justice? Yeah.
The justice. I don't know if it will do it justice.
I was thinking about it when I was watching these videos too, or the trailer was like, I was like, man, it's so easy for somebody to just remake an old classic. Like, the story's already there. It's already kind of written. The songs are there. They kind of just adapt it. But then I was like, no, man, that is a terrifying endeavor. You have so much pressure to deliver a great product because the original was so beloved that I would never want to undertake something like that. It's kind of a lose-lose.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is tough to live up to it. So I agree with you there. Jury's out.
But you know what? I'm curious with Iago. What's his name? Gilbert Godfrey. Remember, he got into trouble doing some weird, funny tweet that was not really funny.
Wait, who's Gilbert? He's in Aladdin?
Well, he was Iago. He was the original for the parrot.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes. I forgot that was what the parrot was named. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. You forgot.
You're right. I'm sorry. That's messed up. I know. Uh-oh.
Gotcha.
Am I fired?
You're
almost
fired. Security.
Yeah, he did say something messed up, huh?
Yeah, he did. I forgot what he said. I think it was
racist?
Oh, Fukushima from in Japan. That's what he said.
Oh.
He's made a really
bad joke about that?
Tasteful at all.
I mean,
he got fired from Affleck because he did the Affleck goose.
Oh.
Yeah, or the duck. He did the voice for it. He was like, Affleck.
I got to say, Affleck is really good. I like them
a lot.
In terms of insurance commercials, Affleck over Geico any day of the week. I think that the Geico caveman stuff is offensively bad.
What?
I cannot believe how
bad
that
stuff is. Do you remember
the
caveman, Geico caveman, had their own TV show?
Right. And they tried to make a TV show out of it. And it totally bombed, right? Like that's
it, did.
Not, yeah.
It did. It did. Oh, and then they were going to do Mr. Mayhem, too. I forgot about that
one. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mr. Mayhem was going to get his own show.
He's Allstate. No.
That was Allstate, right?
Or is he Progressive?
I don't know.
I think Allstate is the giant guy. It's like, you're in good hands with Allstate. Oh, man, we got to know this. You know what's also crazy? Then they have Flo. Flo is Progressive, I guess.
Yes,
what's
Flo.
Up with all these insurance companies having mascots?
It's actually started in the 90s. Eagle Man. People living in Chicago. Do you know Eagle Man? I've got something for you. Eagle Man commercials. I love those.
Wow.
As a kid. Look it up.
I'm stoked on
Go
that.
Go Google it.
All right. Well.
And then get Eagle Man shirts.
Wow. Went off on a big tangent, but I'm glad we did there. That's great.
Yeah, me too. Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.